I'm going to tell you some things about money you've probably never even heard or thought about. But if you're going to play the game, it's very important that you know the real rules. And the real rules have nothing to do with the current rules, because the current rules are meant to obfuscate, or hide, if you will, the real rules. But once you hear what I'm about to tell you, they can't take that knowledge away from you. Hello, this is Ernest. Thank you for being here. Before I get going, I would just ask if you would consider subscribing and hitting the notification bell so the channel grows, and I can keep raising hell about the system on your behalf. The first thing to understand is system indoctrination. For many decades now, America has grown up under capitalism, and the problem with that, or with any system based on ideology or religion or whatever, is that over time, it narrows a person's view, narrows it to the point that it's no longer open for serious debate. Whether the capitalist game is better than the socialist game, because the fact is, capitalism is the only game. And unfortunately, that's exactly where we are now. But this episode is not about discussing the relative merits of one economic system over another. Perhaps another time. What I want to talk about here is money. And I want to talk about it in ways, as I said earlier, you may have never heard. Money, in its purest and uncriminalized form, is simply a convenient resource storage representation. In other words, it's a lot easier to trade amounts of money than actual objects themselves. So, for example, if you assign a money value to a goose and a money value for a cow, you could then easily come up with how many geese it would take to buy a cow. But you wouldn't have to bring them both to the same place at a market for sale, because they both eat, drink, and shit a lot. So, just bringing them to market would be very unpleasant, especially in bad weather. And it only took humans a few centuries having to deal with all that to finally figure that out. Hey, what can you say? We humans are obviously just so fucking smart. Now, the problem with money as it currently exists is that it's been basically converted into a weapon for theft. Now, as far as I'm concerned, what I'm about to tell you is where the rubber meets the economic road. Yet I totally understand, due to the overwhelming and heavily indoctrinated belief system bubble that most people live in, that you may believe that I'm actually going off the tracks. A polite way of saying I'm fucking crazy. But just before you get ready to pack me off to the nut house, just hear me out. With every good con, there is what I call a linchpin moment. The linchpin moment is called that because, as you all probably know, a linchpin is something of vital importance that holds everything together. Without the linchpin, things come apart. So the linchpin moment is vital to any good con. A good example of having an absolute fantastic con being put across is a perfect utopian society. No war, no disease, no crime, and free everything. If you're old enough, I'm sure you're familiar and you've heard of this kind of shit before, especially if it involves or has anything to do with an invisible man in the sky. Quite possibly the very best and most effective con ever conceived. But that's not the con in particular I'm talking about right now. The linchpin of this con, which, as I said before, makes or breaks the entire con itself, is completely convincing the sucker that 2 plus 2 equals 5. That's it. That is the entire point of the con. Because every single time you buy something, and it doesn't matter what it is, from a single piece of candy to the most expensive car, boat, or home you can imagine, the same exact rule applies, that you have agreed to the terms and conditions that 2 plus 2 equals 5. Now, if you're following me so far, that's great. Now, let's go a little deeper. Due to the inherent inequalities of profit ratios, this is what has happened over time, not as it was originally intended. Every single time you purchase just about anything, you are being robbed because of the linchpin rule. Every time you purchase something, what you are saying or agreeing to is that the object you're purchasing is worth more than the money you're paying for it, which in reality, other than in the most absolute extreme circumstances, is never the case. So what this ultimately means in the simplest possible terms is just about every time you purchase something new, you are being robbed, not at gunpoint, but robbed regardless. Allow me to give you a very small, simple, and powerful example using basic math of the kind of theft I'm talking about. Let's say you go to a donut shop and you want to buy a donut. The total cost of producing the donut is 15 cents, and the donut shop owner charges 30 cents. Is revenue for a donut. That means a net profit margin of 50%, a net profit of 15 cents, and a profit percentage of 100% per donut. Now, before I give you the next simple example, I want to stipulate that I believe a 100% profit on anything to be both unethical and obscene. And if you think I'm being a tightwad for bitching about paying $1.50 for a donut, just keep listening. Let's use the same donut shop example again. We're just going to change a few numbers. This time, the total cost of producing the donut is the same, at 15 cents. But the donut shop owner now charges $1.50, his revenue, for a donut. That means a net profit margin of 90%, a net profit of $1.35, and a profit percentage of 900% per donut. Holy fucking Christmas Jew. And just so you know, I'm not just arbitrarily picking out numbers here to illustrate. I'm giving you the actual numbers, the second example, of a local donut shop that I, let's just say, happen to have access to the numbers of the total cost of their donut production. That is to say, I'm not just pulling numbers out of my ass. I could go on with examples forever, but I really need to wrap this up. The main thing I'm trying to illustrate is just like Rome, it did not collapse for a single reason, and neither is America. But profit ratio theft, which is my term for it, is certainly a big part of it, and is occurring in virtually everything you purchase. So if you've got any input, I would definitely like to know your thoughts. And if it's not asking too much, if you could just tell me where you're listening to me from, and around what time, because it would really help me to get to know my audience better. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.